For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Edition of the Night Report podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. Come back for part two of official visit weekend number one, commitment bonanza. We're actually now up to 10 commitments in between the time of recording number one and number two. We got an additional commitment from the weekend, so we'll get into that as well. But first, this podcast is presented by Night and Day Apparel, calling all Rutgers students, alumni, and fans. If you're looking for new and unique Rutgers merchandise, Night and Day Apparel has you covered. From t-shirts to hoodies, drinkware to pet accessories, Night and Day focuses on providing the Rutgers community with exclusive, one-of-a-kind tailgating products. Be sure to check out the links in today's podcast description to their website and social media so you can stay on top of everything Night and Day, including new merch drops and promotional announcements. If you use the promo code RutgersRivals, you can get 10% off your purchase, so definitely use that. Shop now and keep chopping. So let's roll right into these commitments. The next commitment Rutgers got this past weekend was a guy who committed on Sunday. His name is Jordan Houston. He's a 6 foot, 184-pound wide receiver out of St. Thomas More High School in Oakdale, Connecticut. This is a guy who the Rutgers staff really prioritized, so big-time commitment for the Scarlet Knights. Tell us a little bit about Jordan Houston.
Yeah, so Jordan Houston actually spent his first 2 years of high school at Christ the King over in New York. So he's a Bronx native. Technically, Middle Village is where Christ the King is. Bronx, Middle Village. We're close. Regardless, Rutgers has prioritized him for a while now. He's been to campus on several different occasions for junior days, whether it be as a sophomore. And then this past January, he was on campus for another junior day, but I believe it was technically for one of the basketball games that they brought the kids to. So for those of you who get mad that they bring these kids to the games, it helps. It definitely does. Scheduled an official visit not too long after that. Rutgers has been on him for a long time. Dave Brock's built a really good relationship with him. He's been one of their top wide receiver targets, if not their top wide receiver target. It's hard to kind of distinguish who's number one on their board among him, Vernon Allen, who also committed, Sine DeGraffenwright, Michael Thomas. It's probably among those four would be the top four. You can kind of mix and match any way you want, but he's a really good possession receiver. He's not a crazy speedster like some of these other guys they have committed or have targeted recently, but he's really good hands, really good route runner. Kind of reminds me of a Mohamed Sanu type, where super athlete, not going to break away from you with speed, but going to just use his footwork to kind of get all break away from that defender at that second level, third level even. I got a chance to see him at the Under Armour camp a couple weeks ago. Looked really good despite the weather. The weather was miserable. It was raining sideways. I hated it. I don't know what it is. Every camp I go to, it just starts raining and I'm like, it's awful. But he still displayed some really good hands, and that's an impressive trait, especially when it's raining like that. It's not easy to catch that. Or catch those balls when it's like that. But this is a really good get. Really good get for Rutgers. I think personally, I'm going to say his best position would be safety at the next level. But they said the same thing about Sanu. And now look at him. He had a multi-year NFL career as a receiver. So it's hard to say where he's going to project best. But personally, I say safety. But if he could be Mohamed Sanu at this level as a receiver, you can't really complain with that either.
Yeah, and watching his tape, he's just got he's very slippery. He breaks a ton of tackles on film. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys who somehow is able to like slide out of big hits too, which is in terms of like a self-preservation thing, is great to see. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of offers. If you look at his offer list, Boston College, Connecticut, Duke, Maryland, Michigan State, Minnesota, Penn State, Pitt, Syracuse, Temple, Wake Forest, West Virginia. So we beat out quite a few teams for him. Obviously, you know, what teams had him as a tier one guy or priority recruit, you can't really tell, but a lot of offers. So a big time addition there. Anything else about Jordan Houston before we continue on this commitment train?
So he was originally going to go to Rutgers, of course, and then going to go to Boston College next weekend and Duke the weekend after that. But he canceled both of those. There was some talk like he might silently commit and then take those visits anyway. But he said, nope, I don't want to take them. I'm going to stay at Rutgers. I'm good to go. This is also going to be a good get for Rutgers for the sole fact that they might be able to land his teammate and good friend in CJ Bell, cornerback that was also on campus this weekend. So Rutgers is in a very good spot there. It also helps kind of build that pipeline at St. Thomas More, which is a pipeline that not many schools have tapped into, or I shouldn't say that. A lot of schools have tapped into. Rutgers hasn't really gotten into it yet, but they did get Sage Claudius recently. And then now they got Jordan Houston, maybe Charles Bell in this class. And this is a program that has produced Power Five kids, multiple Power Five kids every year.
Yeah.
Whether it be sending them to Iowa, sending them to Minnesota. We've seen some go to Penn State. So this could be a huge start for a pipeline for Rutgers going forward.
Yeah. It's one of the top, prep schools in the Northeast in general. Mm-hmm. Didn't Kasim Green spend a year there?
I thought Kasim Green was Avon Old Farms.
Oh, it was Avon Old Farms. You're right. Yep.
I believe. But yes,
no, you're right.
But,
that was it.
It is interesting because a lot of people see these kids and they think, oh, yeah, they're only doing well because they're getting an extra prep year. And that's not always the case. Like, for example, Jordan Houston is a true senior. So, yeah, he did just instead of reclassing like some kids do and then going up to St. Thomas, which don't get me wrong, definitely helps with a lot of kids. But with several prep schools around the country closing, such as like Clearwater Academy down in Florida, we've seen a couple kids go up to St. Thomas More. And the fact that it's kind of localish, it's not that far, it's drivable, is a huge get for our huge start for Rutgers. And as long as they can keep tapping into that pipeline, this could be a feeder program for the Scarlet Knights going forward.
Yeah, you'd love to see that because they do produce a ton of talent, like you said.
Yep.
But if you don't have anything else on him, let's move on to the next commitment. This is another wide receiver commitment. Vernon Allen, the third. He's a 6'3", 190-pound wide receiver out of City College High in Baltimore, Maryland. Yep. Tell us a little bit about Vernon Allen.
Vernon was a kid that this is one of the ones that I didn't expect to commit this weekend. Going into it, it sounded like going into official visit, it sounded like Wisconsin was the heavy favorite. Rutgers was lurking in the background, and I would have said it was, and I think I actually did say it was between Rutgers and Wisconsin, and then you had Syracuse lurking as a third team kind of a little bit. But I mean, this is just a great get for Rutgers. This is a kid that's kind of a do-it-all for City College High School in Baltimore. Last year, 74 receptions, 1,100 plus yards, 13 touchdowns, also returned kicks where he had one kick that ran back for 51 yards. Kind of pretty good height, 6'3", 190, pretty good size overall. Just a kid that isn't afraid to go up and get the ball, has a good eye for the ball, good eye for the ball when it's in the air specifically. But yeah, he earned an offer from the staff back in September, visited for a game in November, and then scheduled his official visit in April, and that was it. That was pretty much they secured it after this weekend. Now, he's a kid that went into the visit, like I said, probably leaning Wisconsin. Sunday morning had the conversation with Shiano, those one-on-ones that we were talking about in our previous pod, one-on-ones, one-on-three, whatever you want to call it. And that was kind of it. He was sold after the weekend. He just had the time of his life, shut down everything else, was supposed to go to Duke, was supposed to go to West Virginia, or not West Virginia, supposed to go to Syracuse, Wisconsin, and Duke over the next 3 weekends, and just said, nope, I'm done. Lock me in. I'm good to go. So really good get for Rutgers. Hasn't taken a ton of visits elsewhere, which is always a little concerning, but he did visit Wisconsin back in early May, and that's when they set up their official visit. But Rutgers has been on him for a while, and that's kind of how they got him locked in.
Wow, that's huge because, I mean, if he went to Wisconsin, like you said, in early May, then sets up an official there, I mean, for him to just commit to Rutgers, they must have had a really, really good visit, like we've heard, you know, all day so far with all these pods. But
yeah, you're not kidding.
Anything else about Vernon Allen that you anecdotes, funny stories before we move on to the next commit?
No, just like I said, he talked to Shiano and they kind of locked it up from there. Another Dave Brock get for a guy that doesn't have a Twitter profile. pretty good on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, no, he's done a great job both developing guys and as a recruiter in his Rutgers 2.0 era.
Sure.
All right, let's move on to the next commitment and the only commitment from this weekend out of the state of New Jersey. That's Chris Vigna. He's listed as an offensive tackle. He's listed also at 6'5", 295 pounds. Another big ugly on the trenches. He's out of Bergen Catholic High School. He's another guy who didn't really seem like he was going to be a commitment going into the weekend, but he was by the end of the weekend. Tell us a little bit about Chris Vigna.
Yeah, so Chris got his offer from Rutgers back on April 2nd after an unofficial visit to campus. Went there with his dad, I believe it was. Scheduled an official not too long after that. Was leaning towards Boston College, it sounded like. He also had a visit to Pitt he was working on. He's been to Boston College two times in month of March. Two times last year as well, and then another time in 2022. So this is a kid that Boston College has been after for a while. Mind you, different staffs. They've reoffered between them and a new staff over at Boston College. But regardless, he's took tours around several campuses around the country, Cincinnati, Duke, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, Northwestern, Penn State, Princeton, et cetera, et cetera. Going into this visit was considered a Boston College lean. And you've seen that in a lot in the past where a lot of the North Jersey, big North kids end up going to Boston College. It's just like a little pipeline they got going on up there. But new staff up there, so things have kind of changed a little bit. Came on the visit, enjoyed it so much that just locked himself in. He said, that's it. I'm done. I'm not taking any other visits. and that's been kind of the MO for most of these kids. Like these kids have had three, four visits scheduled. And it's just like, no, I'm done. Like I'm staying with Rutgers. Had a great time. One of those New Jersey kids that actually wants to stay home, I was told. After talking to him, his family, some of his coaches, they said staying home in New Jersey played a big role. The biggest thing in this recruitment, though, was the fact that he wanted to play in the best conference in football, he said. You can debate that one between the Big Ten and SEC. But he said he wanted to challenge himself at the highest of high levels. That's a big reason why he's at Bergen Catholic instead of his hometown of Glen Ridge. Super work ethic kid, really good kid, little on the quiet side, but very humble. I was talking to his coach and Vito Campanelli, who most know is obviously Nunzio Campanelli, brother, the whole trio of those guys that run the Big North, basically. but yeah, he was telling me that this kid wakes up 5 a.m. every morning, gets to school at 6 a.m., is in the gym, has a regiment ready to go. Very hard worker, loves football, which you hear that and you're like, that makes sense. Shiano recruit, blah, blah, blah. He's intriguing in terms of where he's going to play. Now, he's athletic as hell, as all hell, I should say. He is probably going to play tackle, if I had to guess. But I was talking to Vito, and Vito said he actually could play center too, which 6'4", 295 center, it's like that's some big size at center that Rutgers hasn't seen in quite some time between
– yeah.
Zawinskis was a little smaller. I shouldn't even say quite some time, probably since Nick Crimmin. Nick Crimmin was pretty big at center. But yeah, no, this is a kid who's very versatile. It's going to be interesting to see how he packs on the pounds. I was told he needs to work on his core strength a little bit, but that's every lineman at the high school level. The more he packs on the weight, the more it's going to be intriguing to see kind of how he fits and if he can maintain that athleticism to stay at tackle. I think he could project as a guard potentially. Really depends. And this is a Pat Flaherty recruit. Pat got in his ear and kind of talked to him about how he can mold him into the next level and kind of go from there. But this was a really good get for Rutgers considering he wasn't leaning this way whatsoever going into the visit.
Yeah, and it's nice to get that pipeline into a big North school like Bergen Catholic. Not that there's been a very long history between Rutgers and Bergen Catholic that we won't get into, but the more that you're in the school, the more that you're landing kids, the more that those guys are going on to have success, like, you know, Johnny Langan, only the better things can get for your school. So,
yeah,
nice to get into a top Big North school with Vigna. Is there anything else about him or his recruitment or any good stories of how his commitment ended up happening that you wanted to hit on before we move on?
Brian Felter was his official visit host, which makes sense. I mean, do the math, Bergen Catholic, blah, blah, blah. I was told the lineage of Bergen Catholic is definitely starting to help them pay dividends a little bit on the recruiting trail for Rutgers. Between, like you said, Johnny, between Felter, I'm missing some. Oh, Kosh Sanders, who just got
Oh, that's right. Yep.
In the last cycle. If you would have told me last year, like if they're going to land a four-star from Bergen, I would have laughed at you probably. But now it's yep. starting to flip a little bit. You're starting to see this change. I'm telling you, it's slowly happening. It took Shiano a couple years to get back in the flow of things, but he's got his staff together, got the recruiting together, starting to dip into the Big North a little bit.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More, so now we'll wait and see what happens, but this is it's a pretty good get for Rutgers.
Yep, love to see it. Next up, we have another offensive lineman, this time a kid from Michigan. It's Nakai Wynn. He's a 6'5", 270-pound offensive tackle. He's from Muskegon High School in Muskegon, Michigan. This is a guy who we didn't expect this commitment. He has a ton of suitors. He's got offers from, it's like a who's who of his offer list. He's a 5.7 three-star. You know, Arkansas, Cincinnati, Indiana, Kansas, Iowa State, Kentucky, Michigan State, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nebraska, Pittsburgh, Purdue. Mm-hmm. The list goes on and on. Wisconsin. How did Rutgers land this kid?
So this one's super interesting. So when they originally offered back in March, it seemed like he was a Kentucky lean. Kentucky got him on campus in April, but Kentucky backed off a little bit and had some other targets ahead of him. Then Rutgers kept pushing, got him on campus this weekend, and they sealed the deal after that. Now, this is a kid that Michigan State was pushing heavily, and they were kind of very upset, I was told, that he did commit this weekend because he had an official visit for Michigan State the weekend after. I forget where else he was supposed to visit. I believe it was – where is it? It was Michigan State, Minnesota, and there's someone else. I can't remember who the third one was. But regardless, this is a kid that is massive, 6'5", 270, moves really well, bends really well, plays tackle for his high school program, but might project best as a guard. It's hard to really say. Everyone has trouble kind of projecting how linemen are going to go produce at that next level. It's really hard to see how they're going to turn into or develop when they add 25, 30 pounds. They could just lose all their athleticism and then they're done. But he has all the tools to kind of be a really good run blocker. And obviously with Rutgers offense being the way it is, that's huge. I know Iowa State was after him. A lot of these schools offered relatively late in April. But this is just a really good get for Rutgers. Like I said, Michigan State was pissed that he committed, basically. This is just like it adds on top of them going out of state to Michigan again, too. Gabriel Winovich, Monty Keener, MJ Johnson in the last three classes. Now you got another Michigan kid. I know after talking to our national analyst, Greg Smith, I'll just read the quote off real quick. Win is a prospect that has burst onto the scene since this last winter, picked up a ton of different offers, including most from the Big Ten. When you turn on the film, it's easy to see why. Great frame, can easily hold a lot more weight. Moves well, climbs to that second level of the defense to finish blocks. Mean streak, which you got to love when you're a lineman.
Yep.
Yeah. Mean streak on the football field that shows he's got the right mentality for a Greg Schiano type of program. Nice little quote there. Great fit for Win, and I really like his upside. Has a chance to be a multi-year starter for the Scarlet Knights. This is just a very good get and borderline four-star prospect.
Yeah, I remember when – because just this weekend, it was just this flurry of like, oh, this guy's committing. This guy just committed. This guy just committed. I remember you specifically saying, this is a super talented high-level kid. Like, this is one of the most talented kids in the class, and probably Rutgers will need to – really stay on him not that he's going to decommit, but he's going to be a guy who gets a lot of interest and a lot of people who aren't going to give up on his recruitment because he's committed to Rutgers.
It's going to be tough, but I think this is a kid that easily could be a four-star when it's all said and done. Like, out of all the kids this weekend, it's probably my favorite recruit, I'll say.
Wow. Super high praise. And you could just see it jump off his tape. He is so powerful. He just looks like he's playing against junior varsity kids or like middle schoolers out there. He is just blowing guys off the line, and he just looks like he's half a foot taller than everybody on the field. So love to see that on tape for a lineman.
Yeah, huge.
Our second to last commitment from this weekend, so commitment number 9, was Chase Linton. He is a 6'4", 215-pound weak side defensive end from North Atlanta High School in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, third Georgia guy of the weekend, committing to Rutgers, furthering that pipeline. Tell us a little bit about Chase Linton.
Kid that when he got his offer back in, let me find out the date, May 20th, so late offer. Rutgers got in pretty quickly, locked him in for an official visit, and as soon as he got here this weekend, that was pretty much it. Now, he was unranked when he got the offer. He was unranked up until this week when our new rankings update came out. Julian Campeny kid, one of his first commitments on the board. But this is a kid that got a 5.7 three-star, 68 overall in the state of Georgia. Now, mind you, I think 69th overall was Braxton Kyle. No, who was it? It was the other Georgia guy. Who am I missing? It's one of the three Georgia Clayton. It was Clayton. Clayton was 39.
Yeah, Michael 69th. Clayton. Yep.
So another Georgia kid. Really good to get down and get more comfortable down in Georgia, build more pipelines down in Georgia. This is a kid that didn't have many, if I think he had a couple Power Four offers. He had Michigan State, but they weren't really showing interest. Tennessee, he's been to campus a couple times there. Then a bunch of schools from the SEC that he's camped at over the past year. Now, a lot of them haven't offered, but this is a kid that really developed more by gaining weight this offseason. And in spring football, if you look at his spring football tape, he looks pretty damn good. He's quick. He's athletic, does track and field where he does the shot put, does the triple jump, does all that other stuff. This is a kid Tennessee had on the back burner. Mind you, they didn't have him on top of their board, but that's not always a bad thing either. They did host him a couple months ago. So this is a kid that it keeps going with that athletic traits that they like at defensive line. And you're starting to see that more and more with Campeny and Colin Farrell leading the charge there. You're getting some really big guys up front in the middle. And then on the ends, you're going to get these athletic guys that you can kind of mold and add weight to and turn into your own type of defensive lineman or edge rusher, I should say.
Love to see that. Any interesting stories about his commitment from the weekend or any other anecdotes?
Nothing crazy. He was supposed to visit Memphis and Appalachian State over the next two weekends, but obviously that didn't happen. No, nothing crazy. I think this is just a kid that they liked a lot. Really one of the best, by the way, in state when it comes to the triple jump for Georgia. But another Georgia kid. They want to keep getting into that Georgia area, especially like if you can't land the kids close to home, go down to Georgia. It's one of the top four, five states in the country that produces high school football talent. You could debate that, I guess. But I would say it's definitely solidified in the top five, but they produce at a high rate. So it would make sense to try to get in there, especially if you have connections between Campeny and Farrell. So,
yeah, for sure. Let's move on to the final commitment of this weekend, the one that came this afternoon, actually, recording on Monday. That's from Robbie Johnson Jr. He's a weak side defensive end. He's listed at 6'4", 220 pounds. He goes to, I always mess this name up, Salesium School in Wilmington, Delaware. This is a school that's produced a lot of talent as well for that area. That the linebacker that we almost landed out of Delaware a few years ago, if you remember him, I forget his name, who ended up at Iowa State, was a Sally kid.
Who the hell?
Dante DiVincenzo went there, the guy who plays for the Knicks now. But anyway, Rutgers landed another defensive lineman. He's a 5.5 three-star. Tell us a little bit about Robbie Johnson Jr.
Now you got me looking up. I got to figure out who this was. I remember who it was, too, and I can't remember it. Anyway, the first Delaware scholarship kid since they landed another kid from the Wilmington area in Andre Patton, who some might remember.
That's right.
Delaware doesn't produce at the highest of high rates in terms of Power 5 kids, but they do produce some solid football talent. But no, Robbie Johnson's a kid that really liked Rutgers a lot. His high school coaching staff really likes Rutgers a lot. He was actually supposed to go to Minnesota. He was favoring Minnesota. But then Rutgers offered, I want to say, back on the 30th. Or no, I'm sorry, the 23rd. The 23rd, and then scheduled an official visit almost immediately. He was on campus back in March for an unofficial. Loved everything about it. Didn't have the offer yet. So there's really nothing he could do. but got the offer a couple months later. And scheduled the official, and that was it. School's only about hour 45 from home, from his hometown in Wilmington. But this is a kid I really like. He's got a lot of nice traits. He's solid size already at 6'4", 230, 220-ish. Really athletic, good frame, really good during his junior season. And that's kind of why all these schools started to take notice, whether it be the Big Ten schools, ACC, Big 12. Like, he's got a lot of offers for a Delaware kid between, who is it, Duke, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Rutgers, Syracuse, West Virginia. Penn State had him on campus a couple times. So, I mean, it just seems like a really good, really solid get, I should say. But like I said, Delaware doesn't produce a ton of talent, so another kid where it's hard to see how good he is because of the competition level, but it does seem like a solid get nonetheless. And they beat out Minnesota. So they beat out a former Greg Schiano prodigy, PJ Fleck, who thought they were going to land him on their June 7th visit. So kind of another spurn to a Big Ten school, which is always a good sign when you're beating out your competition.
Yeah, you don't – in the Kyle Flood – Chris Ash era where we were struggling to beat out the likes of Miami of Ohio.
Old Dominion was tough. You know,
Old Dominion. It's nice to not even really be in even remotely competitive battles anymore. Mm-hmm. Even when Schiano first took over, do you remember we were trying to fight off the likes of Temple and UConn for some guys? And Schiano really has raised the expectation levels and just kind of blown away the competition at the lower levels locally. So no longer is Rutgers having to worry about those lower level schools. And it's now essentially only the top schools in the region and in the country in terms of who Rutgers needs to worry about defeating in recruiting battles. So is there anything else about Robbie Johnson before we talk about the rest of the visits?
Two things. Number one, Micah Wing, linebacker, went to Rutgers. Wasn't scholarship, but transferred out already, so it doesn't really matter. But also went to you can pronounce that one. I'm not good at that. But also the thing that really paid off for them is so number one, he was hosted by Dariel Jabome. He was telling about the coaches, how they love the players. They give 110%, blah, 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 all that stuff, all the good stuff, the basics. But he said the thing that really stood out to him that really put Rutgers ahead of everyone else is the fact that they have two defensive line coaches. He liked the fact instead of having – so they go into meetings with these players and the coaches. Instead of going into one room where there's like 17, 18 different defensive linemen and then one coach, he thought it was so much easier when it's like a smaller – basically a smaller classroom where it's like 4-7 for the defensive ends, 4-7 for defensive tackles. Now, obviously those numbers aren't exact or correct, but he just liked the fact that it was smaller position groups because you're breaking it up into defensive ends and defensive tackles, because end of the day, they are different. They do different things. So yeah, that played a big factor on him, and it's a big reason why he's now committed to Rutgers.
Love to see that. And yeah, that's a good sign, because we were all at least a little bit scratching our heads when they made that decision, but it seems like mm-hmm. it's not only working out for the team, but also in recruiting.
Yep.
So Rutgers had 21 guys on campus this weekend. 10 of them are now committed. Some of them mm-hmm. are not, though, but Rutgers is continuing to do well with a lot of these guys. I want to highlight two. First, starting off with the Penn State committed New Jersey linebacker, number 6 in the state, DJ McClary. How did things go for DJ on this visit, and where do things stand in his recruitment?
I think Rutgers did a great job this weekend with DJ McClary. It's kind of funny, because he's like, I was asking him, like, who is your official visit host? And he goes, Moses Walker. And I'm like, ooh, you guys are sneaky with that one. It's probably the last time Rutgers beat out Penn State for a recruit, to be honest with you. 4-star linebacker, beat out Penn State. So it makes sense to give him the official visit hosting, whatever. But he also spent some time with Aaron Lewis. Aaron Lewis, he said, was just, I don't even know the wording. It was something funny. He said something like, yeah, Moses Walker was my host. He was a little quiet for the most part, but I spoke a lot with Aaron Lewis, and he was really getting into it. So I can only, knowing Aaron's personality, I can only imagine how he was like, you know, just come on, flip, bro, just flip, like flip, do it. Mm-hmm. Just, what are you waiting for? Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Lewis is a character, and he's one of the funniest guys in the world. But some of the other things that kind of stood out to me when talking to him, he was telling me about how he's still looking around because Manny Diaz left. And I didn't expect him to full on say it, but he did say it that way. We all kind of knew that was the reason, because Manny was his main recruiter at Penn State and a big reason why he committed back in September. But the fact that Rutgers was able to get him on campus is huge. We know that's a big sign, a big start right there going to flipping him. Now, he has another official visit, and he's only got one other one scheduled, despite other schools still reaching out. And that's going to be the Penn State on the 14th. I think he's still going to make that visit, it sounds like, and then he's going to make up his mind after that. We'll wait and see what happens, but I think Rutgers has a damn good shot at flipping him. They've been on him nonstop. Greg Schiano and crew have been recruiting him every day, almost every minute of every day. They want to win this one bad. Top six kid now in Jersey. 4-star linebacker. It would be a huge get for Rutgers, but he loved his weekend visit. Funny thing is, normally when I ask these kids, like, what's the best part of the visit? They're like, you know, the coaching staff, their message, bonding with the guys, maybe the beach, New York City, never been there. That's pretty cool. His first reaction was just like, nope, the tomahawk steak. The tomahawk steak I got from Cousins was it. That was the best thing about it. Like, that steak was amazing. So I will have to head over to Cousins sometime and try that tomahawk steak. Yeah, $175 for a steak is just wild. You get some sides, so it's not really that bad. But add in a bottle of wine, and you're sitting at like a nice $300 bill.
Yeah, a little too rich for my blood, but yeah.
I like steak.
You gotta impress these kids.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Maybe. Definitely fun. So,
And let's talk about the other top kid from in-state that was there this weekend, Jaylen Matthews. I believe mm-hmm. he is still a 4-star, but I think he's ranked 13th in the state now. New Jersey added quite a few 4-stars in the latest update. Mm-hmm. How did things go with Jaylen? I know he might still actually be on campus and finishing up his
yes.
visit.
So he's still on campus. I said it in the last pod, I think. I don't remember.
Yep.
Yeah, so he had prom on Friday, so his visit technically started Saturday, so you technically get another day with him. Sounds like things have went really well with him. I'd be a little shocked if he didn't end up at Rutgers at this point. I know he submitted a future cast. Now, his recruitment's interesting because he went from a Penn State commit, started visiting Georgia, decommitted from Penn State, of course, became a Georgia lean, so that's where things got a little interesting. But then Georgia's kind of backed off a little bit. Now they have him on the June 21st official visit schedule currently, but it sounds like he's on the back burner for them. Then he has Tennessee, June 14th. I don't know if he's ever going to make that visit. I know Tennessee was pushing pretty heavily. They got him on campus in February. I wanted to get him on campus again for the 14th. I know Syracuse has had him on and off their official visit schedule multiple times. One of those times was this weekend, but he canceled it and went to Rutgers instead. Big fan of Pat Flaherty. Pat Flaherty's been heavy lifting this recruiting cycle for Rutgers in terms of offensive linemen. And I'd be a little shocked if he isn't a Rutgers commit by, let's say, end of this week.
Wow. So he's announcing, I believe, on Wednesday the 5th.
Supposedly.
Yep. So stay tuned there, because it sounds like more good news might be coming out of this weekend. I just realized there was another 4-star I just wanted to hit on briefly who visited this weekend. That would be Maxwell Roy, the 4-star out of St. Joe's Prep in Philadelphia.
2 4-stars, actually. Bryce Jenkins as well.
That's right. Yeah. Well, let's start with Maxwell Roy. Did you hear anything about how his visit went?
Yeah, he really liked it. He's a Jersey native, but he's playing at St. Joe's Prep, a school that Rutgers would obviously love to get into because they just produce at a crazy high rate. They are, I think I compared him last time to Bergen Catholic of Pennsylvania. It's pretty accurate.
Yep.
148th in the country. This is one of those, remember I said before, there's like, what, 10 to 15 defensive tackles in the country that are like that next level? That's one of them.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
He's number 10 at defensive tackle, number 5 in Pennsylvania, number 148 overall in the country. Now, that being said, Demir Shaw has done a great job with him. Great job of getting him on campus in the first place. Great job of getting Rutgers in his top 6. Now, his top 6 is more of a top 4 because it's more like Michigan, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, whereas I think Duke and someone else was involved. Duke was involved for the sole fact that Gabe Infante, the former St. Joe's Prep coach, is down there as a running backs coach or something like that. But regardless, it's more of a top 4 between those 4 I just listed. Ohio State is in the heaviest of heavy leads here, and that's going to be the case for most defensive linemen that they pursue. Larry Johnson is, I think personally, and I think you could, you probably can't debate it actually. He's probably the best defensive line coach in the country. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Anyone he wants, he's going to get. And it sounds like he wants this kid really bad. He's pushing for him heavily. And it adds up with the St. Joe's Prep pipeline they kind of have built between Marvin Harrison, Kyle McCord a couple years ago, technically at Syracuse now, but yeah, I'd be shocked if they don't get him. It sounds like it's an Ohio State-Michigan race still. Rutgers made up some ground to the point where I think they're almost even with Michigan in that second spot, but Michigan will get him on campus the 21st, Ohio State the 14th, and Wisconsin next weekend on the 7th. I'd be a little shocked if it makes it past that Ohio State visit without committing. He wants to wait till the end of the month to commit. I believe he actually said late June, early July. But I'd be shocked if this one didn't end in Ohio State's favor. But Rutgers did a good job. I mean, that's a good job of getting on campus, and you put yourself in the running, and that's all you can really ask for.
Definitely. Let's get the final 4-star update of the weekend in Bryce Jenkins, the offensive guard out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Bryce Jenkins is technically an offensive guard, but Rutgers likes him at defensive tackle. There's so many schools after him right now. He's got 18 offers. Among those 18 offers, it's not split down the middle, but there's a good chunk that like him at guard. There's a good chunk that like him at tackle. Could go either way. Regardless, Rutgers did pretty good in his recruitment. Colin Farrell got him on campus for an official visit. Hasn't been back. This is a kid that I actually had as a – if you look at our spreadsheet of recruiting, the recruiting board, I had him as blue, which would mean cool in terms of where Rutgers stood with him. And then all of a sudden he scheduled the official visit. Hasn't been back to campus since, or his first visit to campus was back in April 2023. Hasn't been back to campus since then. So it was good to just get him back on campus, let him talk with the new staff, kind of talk with them. I know Kent State and offered him not too long ago. Colin Farrell was trying to show some interest in him, but when you're a kid of this caliber, no offense to Kent State, you're more than likely not even going to get a chance to host him, let alone even get a conversation with him. So now that Colin Farrell's over at Rutgers, he was able to get him on campus for a weekend. NIL is going to play a factor in this one. South Carolina next week, as we know, big NIL budget. Maryland, solid NIL budget on June 14th. And then Tennessee, big NIL budget, June 21st. Now, it sounds like Tennessee might be favored there, but I'd keep an eye on Maryland. Maryland's sneaky when it comes to like the local DMV kids. They promise him lots, I'll tell you that much. So don't be surprised there. He also took a visit to Colorado back on the 18th of April. And I know they wanted to try to get him for a midweek visit. I don't know if that's going to end up happening. Michigan State's also involved. Like I said, common denominator between every single program I named is NIL. So I think NIL is going to be a big factor. I don't think Rutgers lands him, but I think they, again, I think they put themselves in the conversation. And when you get a kid of this caliber, that's really all you can ask for.
Definitely. So there's a ton of stuff to that we just went over. I know it's, you know, for me, it's kind of like running a marathon here.
Yeah.
We have a commitment coming. It's scheduled at least from Jalen Matthews. So we might have another pod for you this week.
Unofficially scheduled. But some people know about it. I'm just saying. If you're a Night Report member and you're not signed up, free access until fall camp. Promo code CHOP25. Just sign up now. It's free.
So CHOP25 will get you premium access until the start of camp. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. I actually extended it to a little bit past the start of camp. So you kind of have a little more than that 2 month span that usual. So you get to like the middle of August, but free. And you know what that gets you? That gets you all the hoop scoop for the end of the year, Peach Jam, all that other good stuff. Oh, there's going to be three more official visit weekends. You're getting everything and you're getting to start a camp. The first week of camp, first week and a half of camp, whatever it is.
Yeah, and basketball practices will start back up soon. We'll be at those for sure. Really can't get a much better deal than that.
Glad you said that, because I got a DM this morning. Just put them on the plane, headed to Rutgers this morning from Minneapolis, getting a head start before the 15th. PJ Hayes.
Love it. Love to see that.
Bryce Dortch will be on campus in a couple days. Ace Bailey and Dylan were at the Morris County Card Show this weekend in Jersey. So, you know, they're hanging out together, building that bond.
I heard some reporting from that based on people who were there. They said the line was out of the gym to get autographs from Ace and Dylan. Several hundred people in line to get autographs there. So it sounds like Rutgers fans really showed up and supported those guys. It's obviously a way to, you know, one of the true ways to get NIL. Where you could just, you know, not just get a bag dropped. You actually go and sign autographs and interact with people. And so great to hear that Rutgers fans really showed out at that event. We'll also have a preview episode later this week for the second summer visit, where several top prospects will be on campus. We'll get into that and more. And any other breaking news that happens to occur this week. We want to thank everybody once again for listening. Thanks to everybody who's rated and reviewed, told a friend. It has helped grow this podcast substantially, and we hope to grow it even more with what looks to be a historic season for Rutgers Athletics in 2024-25. But for me and Richie, this has been another edition of the Night Report podcast, sounding off.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.